Absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am here with Jordan from Every Time I Die. Yeah. So, how does this streamlined Warp Tour work for you?
Streamlined? I don't know what that means. I literally, I don't know what that means. Am I being insulted?
No.
Oh, streamlined, that means like cut down? Oh.
Four stages?
Yes. I got it confused with mainstream.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know about that. Streamlined, great. Less cooks in the kitchen. I think it's great, especially now they have two monster stages, and they put all the heavy bands on the monster stages, and they put them right in front of the monster energy trucks where you can get free monster energy drinks. So basically, if you're a fan of heavy music, you just post up there all day. In the past, I was always in no man's land, and like, you know, it didn't have a partner, so it was always like a band, and then like 20 minutes of silence, and then a band, and then like 20. But now it's band, energy drinks, mosh, energy drinks, nachos. So I love it. This is one of my favorite setups as far as the six Warped Tours we've been a part of.
All right, so I have to say, From Parts Unknown was my favorite album of 2014. We would have had a trophy for you, but we forgot it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. The follow-up due out September 23rd,
yeah,
called Low Teens, has a lot to live up to, but I'm sure it will. So from what I understand, the title is because of the extreme cold and the conditions it was recorded in.
Our drummer came up with it. It's kind of, it had a double meaning as far as like low teens. Like if people live in a hot climate, they don't even get that term. You know, people say, you hear low teens on the weather report every morning when we woke up to write and record and all that crap. And but it has a double meaning as far as like I'm sure every person that's gotten into heavy music or, you know, hardcore culture, punk rock, has probably been a low teen at some point during those 6 or 7 years of being a teenager. So we thought it had a nice double meaning, and sometimes you just hear something and it works and you go, all right, cool.
I figured there would be some ambiguity there because the pink lettering didn't really suggest cold weather. It suggested maybe...
I voted for blue. Okay. I voted for blue, but I got a kid now, so I can't keep up on the 60 emails of every color, every possible nuance. Sometimes after 10 emails, I just go, you know what? I like blue. My kid just fucking... just playing with this shit right now. I have to go. And then 2 days later, it's pink, and I go, all right, that's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, speaking of design and all that, from what I understand, you've done the design for the tour this year.
Yeah, the entire Warped Tour. I did the artwork. They reached out to me last year, and they kind of said, hey, we're reaching out to a handful of artists. If you want to submit 4 drawings... The theme is Greek mythology, and, you know, if you get the job, we'll need this many, and it'll be this much, and it'll be due on this date. And originally I said no thank you because I'm just not really in a position to where I can... I'm a very slow worker, and so I couldn't really risk taking a month out of my schedule to do something that might not pay. I know that sounds shitty, but when you as soon as you get a kid, you understand you have to take paying work over not paying work. But then after I thought about it, I'm like, I've been drawing monsters all my life. Of course I'm going to get this job, you know, PMA. And so I was just so confident that I'd knock it out of the park that I wrote him back and I said, actually, I will be sending you 4 drawings. And I sent him 4 and they said, you're hired. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, a couple months later, it was all me with the Medusas and the Centaurs and the Cyclopses and the Poseidons and the Cerberuses and the Griffins. And it was fun. I got to watch a lot of great mythology movies.
Clash of the Titans.
I watched Clash of the Titans. I watched the original Clash of the Titans. I watched Wrath of the Titans. I watched I watched the one with The Rock where he plays Hercules. I did it all.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and I got to call it research, so that was nice.
Nice. Okay, so from what I understand, this record was very, very quickly written.
Okay. You are wrong.
Darn it.
No, we wrote and recorded it in the exact same amount of time that we write and recorded every record. The only difference is that when we were done, instead of them saying, okay, great, it'll be out in June, they said, vinyl is popular now, and the vinyl factory is so backed up that it won't be out until October. And so we were quite upset. We pulled a couple strings and we got it bumped up to September, but literally it should have been out by now if it wasn't for vinyl demand versus vinyl supply. Yeah, we said yes to Warped Tour assuming that we'd have a new record out the first week. And so when we found out it wasn't going to be out until September, yeah, we were upset, but what can you do? So we're just out here, we're playing, you know, one or two new songs a day and spreading the word, and it's a really good, really, really good album. And so, yeah, we're bummed that people can't hear it yet, but, you know, when they do hear it, it'll be worth the wait, to say the very least. Plus, we'll get an extended 2 months on the touring cycle, so, you know.
There you go. All right, so Andy was doing a lot of interviews for a little while, and from what I gathered, it seemed like he was writing very prolifically and sending so many files to you, you know, just one after the other.
Yeah. What happened was we just all write, and he comes to practice with a mountain of riffs, and I'll have a bunch of ideas. Daniel wrote 3 songs this record. Steve was writing on this record, and the exchanging of files and emails and everything that way, it was pretty much, again, I bring up my kid. I had a kid, and I just said, We finished tour like right before Christmas, and we were kind of just planning on getting right back to it like immediately, but I live out in California now and everybody's in Buffalo, and we said, hey, let's get together on, you know, whatever, January 15th. And then a couple days before, I said, I know this has never happened before, but, you know, because I've been at every time that I practice since 1998. I missed one when I got my wisdom teeth out. But I said, hey, I kind of want one more week with my kid. So if you guys don't mind, why don't you just get started without me? I know it's never been happened. It's never happened before, but I trust you guys know what you're doing. It's our 8th record. We're all experts here. So they wrote like 3 songs before I even got there. And I'm sure if I had an ego about it, I would have, you know, said, don't you dare start until I'm there, like James Hetfield did in that one Metallica documentary. But I don't have an ego, so I said, listen, you guys get started without me. I can't wait to hear it. I know everything you write will be awesome, whether I'm there or not. And then once I hear it, if I got some ideas for those songs, I'll tell them to you, and maybe you'll use them, maybe we won't. And then when I show up, I'll have 100 riffs written, so, and then we'll just take it from there, because we're never really at a spot where we don't have enough stuff. We're always at a spot where we have too much stuff. So that was the process this time around. I showed up, they already had 3 songs done. I said, killer, here's a couple songs that I got, and next thing I know, we had about 16 songs, and we edited the studio. You know, I wrote like about 5 or 6. Andy wrote about 8, I think. Like I said, the only wrote 3. I mean, we don't really keep tallies, but we just, and he's got cool ideas for my stuff. I try to have cool ideas for his stuff. Daniel, Steve, they always got great ideas. So, end of the day, we got a fucking awesome record.
Absolutely. And last time you worked with Kurt, but now this time you're working with a very
popular... Will, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, what made you go with him?
He could come to Buffalo.
That's all it takes. Just go there.
We've done the thing where we go and we... I mean, it's 2 different styles, and I like not being home. like when we did From Parts Unknown, we were just locked in a haunted house at the end of the street from the recording studio, and we just ate and slept and drank the record. This time we kind of wanted to see what it would be like to record in Buffalo. I mean, we've been a Buffalo band. We started in 1998, but we've never ever recorded there. So there's an amazing studio in Buffalo that our friend Jay works at. It's actually owned by the guys in the Goo Goo Dolls. Mm. And so it's an amazing studio. So all we really needed to do was find an engineer that was willing to come to Buffalo. And Will's name was, he was one of the names in the hat. And we liked what he had done with, like, the Acacia Strain and 4 Years Strong and Body Count. And he said he'd come to Buffalo and said, yeah, done deal. Come on out. So we recorded in Buffalo for about 2 months. It was awesome.
Well, everyone's first taste of the album, well, most of us, The Coin Has a Say, had a really cool video, and of course, from what I understand, that's harkening back to Converge VHS tapes in your youth.
I mean, yeah, that was kind of, it was a little bit of, let's not think too hard about it. Like, we went to England for a week of shows, and you know, like I said, I live in California. Daniel lives in Chicago. So the whole, like, meeting up and filming a video thing, if you're passionate about it and you got, like, a nice script, that's one thing. But we were just more along the lines of, why don't we just film it while we're in England? Because we never really had a live footage video. And, you know, we're big Nirvana fans. From what I read in reviews, we're a good live band. And so our thing was just to kind of, let's not think too much about it. Let's just make a cool live video. Obviously, if we were a shitty live band, it would not be really in the cards, so to say. But people seem to like coming to our shows, and they seem to be happy when they leave. So we were just, let's just whip that up. And then while we were filming it with our friend Josh, we just kind of had the idea of, yeah, making it look like those old VHS tapes, those old Nirvana videos, those old, dubbed after dubbed hardcore shows. And I think it turned out great.
Agreed. Now that you have Daniel in your ranks, though, any thoughts on getting him involved in the creative video process?
Yeah, we'd love nothing more. This was, again, it was more of like a need versus availability thing. He'll be doing stuff. He's already making cool little things. So, of course, we will. I would not be. I'd be surprised if he didn't. Let's say that.
Makes sense. All right. So.
Water.
Sure. Go for it. So, you had some cool guests that I look forward to hearing, Tim Singer and Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco. Did you have it in mind to have guests on the album ahead of time, or was that something that just occurred to you in the process, in the thick of it?
A lot of times, it'll just kind of be the vibe of the song, you know? Like, maybe it'll remind us of one of our old favorite bands. I mean, technically, Tim sings on a song that doesn't sound like Dead Guy, but they're a big influence. And so it's a lot of like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if this? And then like a week later, it's like, yo, no, but for real, wouldn't it be cool? And then like the week after that, it's like, yeah, let's find an email address. Brendan, on the other hand, he's just a friend of ours and a fan. He's got an Every Time I Die tattoo, and so he's just kind of like, that's just, you know, when that guy's offering his services, you don't say no. He knocked it out of the park. He's got one of the best voices I've ever heard, period. So even if he was a bum on the street, we would have loved to have him sing, because just wait till you hear the song he's on. It sounds like a real song.
Nice.
Like a real song. Like, I listen to it, I'm like, it sounds like a real song. Like, in 30 years, people will hear this and be like, oh, this is a song.
Excellent.
Yeah, it sounds great.
I saw your Twitter reaction to getting the files back.
Yeah. Well, I do love a good meme.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't do the Pokemon thing yet, though.
No.
I see everybody on Warped Tour, like, walking around in the woods with their phones. I'm just getting into Snapchat. I love Instagram. I love Twitter. I love telling bad jokes online and then forgetting what I said the next day. But I am not a Pokemon guy. I'm not chasing Pokemon around the fucking empty parking lot like a couple dozen people on this tour already are.
Gotcha. I'll keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. Not me.
No.
You're probably gonna, someone's going to get hit by a car.
Well, they found one girl found a dead body washed up by a
stream.
That's
not true.
Not true?
No. I mean, is it true? That'd be awesome.
It was reported everywhere.
Whoa, when?
A few days ago, because the game just came out. And
yeah.
Because water Pokemon are by the water, so somebody just walked along
get
the stream. And
here. That's fucking
a body
wild.
Washed up.
Yeah, I don't know how to play the game. I just know people walk around in the dark.
Got you. Winding down here. Low Teens has a few bonus tracks, from what I understand, which is why people should always get the deluxe editions. Don't be a dummy. Sure. Skin Without Bones and Nothing Visible, Ocean Empty. Are they drastically different from the rest of the album, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Sometimes you just go with a flow, and some songs, they're all great songs. All the songs are fucking awesome songs. But sometimes you just can't find the right spot for them. The CD is actually heavier on the back end. I know From Parts Unknown was a very in-your-face, you know, we just kind of wanted to, you know, hit people in the stomach from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of let up on them towards the end, but not really. This is kind of the opposite. It kind of eases you in with a lot of weird stuff in the first half, and then the second half is like the fast and heavy, and sometimes you just end up with a song or two or three that you're not going to get rid of, but you can't really find the right spot for it.
Sure. Well, with all the B-sides from at least the last few albums, do you ever foresee yourselves compiling them and releasing them on their own?
Yes, one was called Salem. And every other one is called a bonus song. We never throw out anything. We just tack them on. Call them bonuses. Call them deluxe. Call them. And then Salem, we actually had 4 songs left, so we just put them on a 7-inch. So they'll always get used. They just might not make the official, whatever the hell it's called, track listing for the non-bonus. I don't even fucking know. I don't know. But yeah, we don't write songs and not use them.
That's good.
We don't record songs and not use them. That would be a waste. So if you record it, you'll hear it.
Awesome. Well, obviously you have a Low Teens tour at some point down the line this fall, I would think. Anything else coming down the pike this year?
Some more touring. I think we just announced today we're going back to Europe. At least I saw that online. I didn't even know. As again, I find out most of my life online. More touring, new CD. I mean, we're not going to put out a new CD and not tour.
Sure.
I mean, so yeah, more of the same. Check it out. You'll find us. I like the. There's actually kids. I don't even understand how people get their information. Because I talked to a guy today. He's like, yeah, I saw you in like 2008. How come you guys stopped touring? It's like, motherfucker, we probably played your neighborhood 3 times every year. So if you want to see us, you'll be able to see us.
Absolutely. Well, I think most people with intelligence can say that. So I end every interview with this one. Stuck in a desert island, one album. What would it be?
Desert island?
Yeah, it's got a record player, but...
What album? Like a music album? Could it be a photo album? I'm picking a photo album.
There you go, okay.
It's full of pictures of my kid. That's the album I want to be on a desert island with.
That's a new one. That's great. Yeah. It's not about the answer. It's about how you arrive at it. So yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Could I trouble you for a station ID too?